Welcome to the briefing, athletes. I'm your head coach here at Third Coast Training, and today we're breaking down one of the most critical pieces of your race day arsenal. Selecting the right triathlon suit isn't just about aesthetics. It's about carefully balancing aerodynamic performance against comfort and practicality. You need a kit that's specifically engineered to stay on you across the swim, the bike, and the run without a single change. Pay close attention to the padding here. Unlike traditional cycling shorts, a proper tri-suit features a thinner chamois pad. It provides adequate bike cushioning, but crucially, it won't feel heavy or retain water when you transition to the run. When you step up to higher-end models, you'll notice the shift to premium compression fabrics and bonded seams. These aren't just technical specs. They actively enhance heat regulation and prevent skin irritation over long, grueling efforts. Now, let's look at the one-piece suit. This is the standard for athletes prioritizing speed. Its seamless design eliminates gaps, creating a sleek aerodynamic profile that reduces drag on the bike and prevents water from scooping into the waist during non-wetsuit swims. That integrated construction does more than just cut drag. It keeps the chamois securely in place and eliminates waistband pressure, which significantly reduces chafing when you're pushing your thresholds. But we have to be realistic about the limitations. One-piece suits lack fit flexibility for non-standard body proportions. And let's be clear, bathroom breaks are difficult and time-consuming. In a long-distance race, that can be a major tactical drawback. That's where two-piece kits come into play. Consisting of a separate tri-top and tri-shorts, they prioritize versatility and comfort. You get to mix and match sizes for a precise fit, you'll enjoy superior ventilation, and you'll have more pocket space for nutrition on longer courses. Plus, bathroom access is quick and hassle-free. But there are trade-offs you need to manage. The top can ride up, exposing your lower back to the sun or creating aerodynamic drag, and you might feel waistband discomfort during extended time in the aero position. If you're tracking modern trends, you'll see a clear shift toward sleeve tri-suits. Research confirms this design saves watts and improves bike aerodynamics. To mitigate restricted swimming, here's your technique cue. Wear the suit with sleeves down under your wetsuit, then pull them up during the first transition. Now, for critical race day execution. Test your complete kit well in advance to identify any chafing or fit issues. Verify your wetsuit legality rules to avoid disqualification from oversized mesh pockets. And for non-wetsuit races, strongly consider a swimskin over a two-piece suit to gain those hydrodynamic benefits. Regardless of your gear choice, one non-negotiable step remains. Apply anti-chafing lubricant to all high-friction areas before you step on the start line. When it comes to investment, triathlon suits from major brands typically range from $80 to $250, with pricing driven directly by fabric quality and chamois design. So here's your final takeaway. Choose a one-piece for maximum speed and streamlined efficiency. Or choose a two-piece for customized comfort, practical convenience, and long-distance endurance. Train smart, race smart, and I'll see you on the course.